News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
As Gen Z YouTubers are apparently going to be the ones who will save Hollywood by turning viral ideas and micro budgets into the industry's next big box office hits. Brian Lloyd, Hollywood is dead. It's all going to be some lad in his bedroom with AI.
Well, okay, no, not AI. I have to make that very, very clear. I mean, Martin Scorsese is getting a lot of flack at the minute for endorsing an AI company that makes that kind of generates storyboard ideas. No, what's been going on is essentially there are two films out at the moment in cinemas, Backrooms and Obsession, and both of them were directed by former YouTubers. In the case of Backrooms, the actual film idea, the concept of it, began life as this sort of found footage YouTube series, and then it progressed into what we have now.
And the idea being that the cost saving will be vast compared to the Hollywood big budget stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, the idea essentially is that, like, these directors, you know, Corey Barker and Kane Parsons. Kane Parsons, by the way, is 20 years old. I think Corey Barker is something like 25 or 26 or something like that. But the idea is essentially that these are what they call, you know, in marketing terms, they're digital natives. So they know how to do everything themselves. They know how to work with literally one or two people, you know, one person doing sound, they themselves operate the camera. And then they're out of that, then that sort of self-starter idea, they're able to create these vast, you know, worlds, and they're able to kind of shoot on the go and make everything kind of just more cheaply than, you know, you think of something like, I don't know, the Avengers Doomsday, which is coming out at the end of the year. And that's going to cost, you know, upwards of about 150, nearly 200 million, or Christopher Nolan's Odyssey is going to cost about 200 million. Whereas films like, you know, Backrooms and Obsession, you know, were made for comparatively less. Like, I think Backrooms, the budget was something like something just under 10 million, whereas Obsession, I think, was made for 1.5 to 2 million. So it's really, and by the way, both of these films have done huge at box office, like over 100 million already in the space of a week or 2 weeks. So, you know, the reason why you kind of Hollywood trades are jumping up and down is because that's what they want to see. They want to see something made for a tiny amount, but then making a huge amount of money off the back of it.
And this dovetails nicely with Quentin Tarantino describing Hollywood as a flavorless sausage factory.
Well, like, okay, in fairness to Quentin Tarantino, I mean, I hate to give it to him. He has a point to a point. And I'm saying this as someone who watches pretty much everything. There has been a noticeable decline in, you know, original ideas in the last, you know, 10 years. Like, I would, just as an example, I was reading something about Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert, the two famous film critics in, you know, New York and Chicago in the 80s and 90s. And in one of the shows they did on David Letterman, I think it was like 1987 or 1988, they were, you know, decrying the fact that there were, you know, seven sequels in cinemas that year. I mean, there'd be seven sequels a month, you know, in some cases, you know, in the last 5-10 years. So I think what Tarantino was giving out, yes, he does have a point. There are a lot of sequels. There are a lot of kind of reheated ideas. But where the kind of the originality is, believe it or believe it not, is online. It's on YouTube, it's on Netflix, it's on, you know, Apple TV and stuff like that. It's just, you know, the kind of the mid-budget interesting work has shifted to television because, I mean, you know, ultimately that's where the audiences are now, you know?
Brian, thank you very much. Brian Lloyd, movie critic and entertainment journalist.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.